It's a common scene. The wife has been absorbed in multiple tasks for weeks, and one night the husband says, "Honey, you're so busy that I don't feel you're really interested in my problems at work."
She looks stricken, hurt, and finally angry as she bursts out, "Oh, you don't think so? Well, you don't seem interested in my problems either. How many times have I tried to tell you something, and you keep right on reading your newspaper? Don't talk to me about not listening."
Defensiveness blocks communication. This wife needed God's grace to respond with,
"You're right, dear. I'm sorry. Tell me what I can do to help you. Please forgive me." But this response takes a maturity that is found only in a deep relationship with God.
Every couple needs to know and practice the rules for a fair fight. The book of Proverbs is full of insights concerning handling conflict, and the very first rule is keep cool. Proverbs 14:17 says, "A quick-tempered man acts foolishly." And in chapter 17, we're told a man with a cool spirit is one with understanding. To stay cool, we have to practice thinking before we speak. Solomon said, "The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer." Carol and I find we sometimes have to back away from the conflict for a while. This doesn't mean sweeping it under the rug, but taking the time to pray, calm down, and then setting a time to come back to it, that day if possible. The Bible says we're not to let the sun go down on our anger. To us, this means we're to work through the conflict before the day ends.
The second rule for a fair fight is to make understanding your aim. Solomon says, "A fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own mind." In order to understand, we have to really hear the other person and try to see the issue from the other's point of view. If we enter conflict with the aim of understanding each other and of the situation, we've both won.
Third, we're to act wisely, not foolishly. Listen to Proverbs 29:9. "When a wise man has a controversy with a foolish man, the foolish man either rages or laughs, and there is no rest. God says a foolish man either gets angry or makes light of the other person's feelings or point of view." May God teach us how we can have creative conflict, a really good fight, with the result being better understanding and deeper love.